The Trump administration didn't rest over the holiday weekend. This Sunday, the most important news isn't about fireworks or parades. It's about two quiet, coordinated moves to reshape the country's memory and its conscience. Let's start with the Pentagon and a newspaper called Stars and Stripes. For 160 years, that paper has been an independent news source for American troops stationed around the world, funded by Congress, protected by law, not subject to military censorship. The current Pentagon leadership wants to change that. They've proposed funding cuts and are pushing for editorial control. The goal, plain and simple, is to turn Stars and Stripes into a propaganda arm. For the men and women who serve, this means losing a watchdog that has exposed waste, misconduct, and policy failures. It's a direct assault on press freedom and on the idea that service members deserve uncensored news. Then there's the Religious Liberty Commission. Last month, the commission released a 224-page draft report that does something remarkable. It rewrites American history to claim the country was founded as a Christian nation, and that separation of church and state is a myth. This isn't an academic exercise. The report lays the groundwork for specific policies, killing the Johnson Amendment so pastors can endorse candidates from the pulpit, reinterpreting the First Amendment so the government can pick religious favorites, and expanding exemptions so hospitals and schools can deny care or jobs to people outside one religious mold. Public comments are open until July 13th, after which the commission will hold a virtual hearing before finalizing the report. Meanwhile, the Department of Education is working a parallel track. In September of last year, the department co-launched the America 250 Civics Education Coalition with the conservative America First Policy Institute and more than 40 other partners. At the same time, the department issued a Patriotic Education Supplemental Priority that steers federal grant money toward programs teaching what it calls citizen competency and informed patriotism. Translation: students get a sanitized version of American history that sidesteps slavery, dispossession, and ongoing inequality. Civics becomes loyalty enforcement, not critical thinking. Across the country, the NCAA has made its own move. In February 2025, the organization reversed its policy on transgender athletes, making championship eligibility contingent on compliance with state-level bans. The Supreme Court's June 30th ruling in West Virginia versus BPJ did not uphold those bans. It sent the case back on a technicality, leaving the door open for future challenges. But the NCAA's decision, driven by executive pressure, has already forced transgender athletes out of competition. Closer to home, there's a quiet fight happening at a state-run facility in Queens, New York. The Bernard Fineson Developmental Center, home to people with developmental disabilities, reportedly has air conditioning problems. Advocacy groups say the issues have persisted for years, though the available evidence doesn't confirm a continuous 3-year outage. Still, for residents who rely on state care and may have heat-sensitive conditions, any prolonged lack of climate control is a serious health concern. New York's current budget includes more than $7 billion for the agency that runs the facility. The question is whether that money will be spent on fixing infrastructure like this. This isn't just today's news. Our team has now read, reframed, and logged 147 of the Project 2025 document's specific actions. The full map tracks over 1,000 distinct moves across the federal government. We watch, we document, and we report what we find. That work continues, piece by piece. The Religious Liberty Commission's public comment period closes on Monday, July 13th. A virtual public hearing will follow before the report becomes final. The Pentagon's proposed changes to Stars and Stripes are expected to face congressional pushback when the budget process resumes. That's the news this Sunday. The fight for the country's memory, its conscience, and its institutions, all of it is happening right now, whether the cameras are rolling or not. We'll be back tomorrow.